relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
From the desk of the Office of the Attorney General for the State of Arizona, Mark Brnovich, addressed to the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick B. Garland, at the U.S. Department of Justice. Dear Attorney General Garland, late last week you made troubling comments about the ongoing efforts in states to ensure election integrity. Your statements displayed an alarming disdain for state sovereignty as defined under the 10th Amendment of the United States Constitution and the election provisions in Articles 1 and 2. Your comments followed a May 5th letter from Pamela Carlin of the Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division on the subject of the Arizona Senate's oversight of the Maricopa County audit. This letter appeared more interested in supporting the hysterical outcries of leftist pundits on cable news than the rule of law. My office is not amused by the DOJ's posturing and will not tolerate any effort to undermine or interfere with our state Senate's audit to reassure Arizonans of the accuracy of our elections. We stand ready to defend federalism and state sovereignty against any partisan attacks or federal overreach. It is important to remember that the states created the federal government, not the other way around. America's founders intentionally restrained the federal government's constitutional boundaries to ensure each state could flourish in unique ways. Today, our federal government has largely forgotten the founders' intent, but my office has not. There are no issues more important for states to prioritize than the integrity of our elections. This is the cornerstone of our republic, binding together the people's trust in the whole of government. today, we see mistrust in our elections from Americans on all sides of the political spectrum. This should not be a partisan issue. States can and should take every opportunity to reassure all citizens that their vote counts. My office looks for ways to work alongside the federal government to uphold our laws within the constraints of the 10th Amendment and the election provisions in Articles 1 and 2. As I have demonstrated several times, however, Arizona will not sit back and let the Biden administration abuse its authority, refuse to uphold laws, or attempt to commandeer our state's sovereignty. Respectfully, Mark Brunovich, Attorney General for the state of Arizona. I do not know who this man is, but I want to meet him. This is what America is about. And it, as somebody who served in federal government for many years in the Defense Department and the White House, you know what's shocking? Official letter-headed documents that come out of government bureaucracies, 99.9% of the time, they never, ever talk about principle. They never, ever talk about the founding fathers, their intent, and why we are a republic of states. Not a federal government that created the states. And here we have it. I am leery of reading too much into this in terms of historic import. But I will say now, given the cacophony of cowardice, good name for a book. There you go. Write that down, Chad. The cacophony of cowardice that is politics in America today. This is a bright, shining star. Attorney General Mark Brunovich from Arizona. If you mean this, and of course you can't judge a man on his words, on their deeds. But this, if you mean this, what you write in this letter, that you are declaring war. And I mean, write this down, Media Matters. Who's that? Putz? What's his name? Zaki at Slate. Are you typing? He has declared constitutional war. He has declared a legal war on what? The Biden administration's federal overreach. And it's about bloody time. How about if we had 10, 20, 30 attorneys general across the nation do the same? Because what does this mean? If you don't even have to read between the lines. What does this mean? This means if Garland dares to send federal agents to Arizona to somehow meddle in that state's internal state audit, they're not going to take it. They will be blocked, and they may even be arrested. And that includes you, Merrick Garland. If you dare to take unconstitutional actions against the people of America who constitute the states that first, as colonies, established their independence against a dictatorial King George who was usurping powers he did not have. Because this letter is about what? The same category of usurpations. In fact, no, it's not. It's much worse than that. It's not the illegal stationing of troops in my house. It's not the illegal sequestering of food supplies from private citizens or unfair tax without representation. He's right. This one sentence is the crux of the matter. There are no issues more important for states to prioritize than the integrity of our elections. And that's what they're doing. They're making sure that their state elections have integrity.
that are not undermined and subverted by actors who wish to do damage to the mode in which the sovereignty of the individual American is temporarily handed over in a representative mechanism to the people we choose to politically run the country. It's the most sacred act we have as a nation, to imbue those who represent us with a mandate from our derived sovereignty that is a function of what? Our innate sovereignty and dignity as human beings made in the image of our Creator. You mess with that, then you are messing with the soul of America. And there are enough patriots left, at least 74 million of them, that won't let you get away with it. God bless Attorney General Mark Brnovich of the great state of Arizona. We're going to have updates from Arizona and Georgia with Commissioner Bernie Kerik next. Then, what's Nancy doing? Louis Gohmert will fill us in. Lord Conrad Black, the great Joe Piscopo from New York, and you, our dear listeners, here on America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, on the Salem Radio Network. Relief Factor. Are you in pain right now? Have you tried everything else only to fail to find relief? Then you've got to try this incredible product from the amazing father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. Just listen to Kent from Arkansas on his experience. I've been taking Relief Factor for about 3 months, and I'm amazed at how much my pain has decreased. In rainy weather, I would be in ridiculous pain and just wanting to crawl in bed and cry. At this writing, it has been raining all day, and I feel just fine. Before Relief Factor, I never had a day when something didn't hurt. Now, most days, I have a great quality of life. Thanks, Relief Factor. Wow, that could be you. That should be you. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Kent, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call them now, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. President. Love that line. And welcome back to America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, coming to you from just outside the insalubrious, fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C. If you like talk radio, if you like this show, then support those that make it possible. Great patriots like Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape, guaranteed for 10 years. He sold 51 million of them. They're that good. Find out for yourself. My whole team uses them. President Trump loves them. Get up to 66% off if you use my name. Go to MyPillow.com or call promo code G-O-R-K-A. That's MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-829-8468. It is the first guest of the day, and we are delighted to have with us none other than the former commissioner of police for New York. He is, of course, Bernie Kerik. Commissioner, welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
And I have to start it right now before we get further into the meat of what he's doing right now. If you haven't read it, I can't put it down. His autobiography, The Lost Son, A Life in Pursuit of Justice. I tell my guys on the radio all the time, I don't read autobiographies. I don't have the time. I don't have the patience. This one is different. An absolutely stunning story. Check it out, The Lost Son by Bernie Kerik. And follow him, Bernard Kerik, on Twitter right now. So the last time we spoke was in person. It was just over a week ago. And you have become deeply, deeply involved since November in election integrity across the nation. Some people have forgotten this. Some people think nothing's going to happen. The mainstream media is going apoplectic that something is going to occur. What is the latest our millions of listeners should know about recent developments, especially where you are in Georgia?
Well, I think, Sebastian, two things. But there's two primary things that I think your listeners should realize. One, the Arizona forensic audit that's going on, has been going on for the last several weeks. There are a lot of people that screamed and yelled and they went crazy. The Democrats, the mainstream media, trying to denounce when it kicked off, when it started. And I initially thought, my initial mindset was they're really worried about what's going to happen, what's going to come out of that audit. But I have since changed my mind. I think they're worried about what's going to come out of the audit. But after going to Arizona with Vernon Jones, who's running for governor of Georgia week, I got to witness and see the audit process. And I think this is more so what the Democrats and the mainstream.
Oh, we lost you there. We lost you there for a second. You said the mainstream media. Carry on, Commissioner.
Yeah, the mainstream media. I think what they're really worried about is that audit is irrefutable. Whatever comes out of that audit, they're not going to be able to go back and say it was corrupt, it was this, it was that, all the stuff that they've screamed and yelled over for the past 6 months about the election. This audit, from the security procedures to get in, to the oversight, to the chain of custody of ballots, to the imaging of ballots, to the docking of numbers, the tabulations, everything about this audit and review of ballots in the Arizona election, everything is captured on video. There's even a live stream where you can go on and watch what's going on the floor of the audit, the entire process. Nobody's going to be able to refute this. So whatever the outcome is, whatever it is, that's going to be it. That's it. It's over. And I think that audit is going to prove that Donald Trump took Arizona. Now, there's no forensic audit going on in Georgia yet. Vernon Jones, who's running for governor against Brian Kemp, he's called for an audit in all 159 counties in Georgia. I think not only Georgia, every one of these swing states should be doing what Arizona's doing. Arizona's going to get to the bottom of what happened in Maricopa County. Guess what? Every swing state that had problems, whether it was Michigan and Detroit, whether it was Pittsburgh or Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, whether it was Fulton County, Georgia, every single one of these places where we knew, we had overwhelming evidence at the time that there were problems, those states, those counties should be doing an audit just like Arizona. And I think that's what's going to come out of this.
All right, so let's ask the big so what question. Arizona, I read the letter from the Attorney General of Arizona, Mark Brunovich, who's basically declared war on Merrick Garland and said, if you dare come to Arizona and mess with our state audit, you'll end up in handcuffs. So God bless that man. But even if there are audits across Arizona, there are audits in Georgia, and it is demonstrable that there was wide-scale fraud, what happens then? Because there's no constitutional way to undo a federal election, especially after the Supreme Court's decision last year when it came to the Texas suit. The only way to remove a president is through impeachment and trial in the Senate. So what's the big take home of the audits if the evidence is absolutely incontrovertible, Commissioner?
Here's what I look, I'm not an attorney, but I've been around this stuff long enough to know and witness personally Here's what I believe. I strongly believe that if we can go back and prove, which I believe we will, if we can go back and prove that in these four, five, or six swing states, there was voter slash election fraud, and Donald Trump won those states, will others go back and say, okay, we may not be able to overturn the election, but we're taking back, we're pulling back our electoral votes. We're taking that number back. Could Biden come under 270? It's all possible. However, that's not what I'm focused on here. What I'm focused on is 2022 and 2024. And I strongly believe that if we can demonstrate there was corruption and fraud.
No, we lost the commissioner again. We lost you again. If you can demonstrate if there's corruption and fraud, carry on.
Across the board in those swing states, I think that's going to be an enormous amount of ammunition for Donald Trump and the Republican Party to move forward in 2022 and 2024, because the American people need to know what happened in 2020. They need to know what happened was wrong, and it should never be allowed to happen again. And unless we do this and do it transparently and get it right, then we're never going to have another fair election in this country. Yeah. This country is going to wind up like Cuba, Venezuela, Syria. You know, I used to laugh when people would say, oh, Saddam Hussein, he won by 99% of right. the vote. Yeah, of course he did. Well, that's what we're going to look like if they don't.
We'll all end up like D.C., where Hillary got 94% of the vote. I just want to thank you, Rudy Giuliani, Jenna Ellis, and everyone who's still fighting. Follow this man, Bernard Carrick, and get his book, The Lost Son, A Life in Pursuit of Justice. God bless you, Commissioner. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest capacity micro compact in the world. Available in standard or optics ready configurations. Class leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11 plus 1 with the standard magazine, 13 plus 1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
Fox 26 reporter Ivory Hecker is live in Montgomery County to take a look at that aspect.
Thanks, guys. That's right. Before we get to that story, I want to let you, the viewers, know that Fox Corp has been muzzling me to keep certain information from you, the viewers. And from what I'm gathering, I am not the only reporter being subjected to this. I am going to be releasing some recordings about what goes on behind the scenes at Fox because it applies to you, the viewers. I found a nonprofit journalism group called Project Veritas. It's going to help put that out tomorrow, so tune into them.
I found a nonprofit group called Project. Oh, really? Were you asleep for the last 10 years, maybe? What is that about? Ivory Hecker at a local Fox affiliate, who is supposed to be talking about the weather and air conditioners, has some kind of big announcement for us. Hey, look, Mr. G, you had some comments. What was that rehearsed? Was that for real? What was that?
There's no way. No, it definitely has to be live. That was not rehearsed. There's
no way. So her controller, her producer had no idea.
Absolutely. They never would have allowed that.
So what do you think is going on here? What is she going to reveal about Fox Corporate?
I don't know what type of reporter she is because she went to talking about air conditioning units failing.
That's a very special kind of reporter category there. I don't know.
I have no idea, but that's a great way to set it up. Instead of having it come out, do that on live TV. That's a great way to draw attention to the story.
It is, but was she fired? Do we have any details after that?
I was just looking.
Because that's a firing offense, right? To just make stuff up while you're on a live feed.
Yeah, it's against the company you work for. Of course it is.
Yeah. Something else that should be a fireable offense is when you're outside the country as a representative of the federal government getting... Oh, sorry.
They just said she's been suspended.
Ah, there you go. Had a little suspect feeling there that something was going to happen. Got to keep our eyes, Mr. G, on Project Veritas. Let's see what happens. Something else that should be a fireable offense, if you could get rid of a president that easily, is what Joe Biden did at the NATO summit. So there is this rule, it's not always obeyed, that when you leave the territorial expanse of the nation, you don't do partisan politics abroad if you are a politician or member of government. Well, not only did Sleepy Creepy do that yesterday, I think, and I tweeted this out, I think this is the, I cannot remember in the history of the alliance, since the Washington Treaty was signed in April of 1949, I cannot remember any American president, not one of them, ever going partisan political at a NATO summit and from the podium in Brussels at the headquarters. But that's what he did. If you don't believe me, here it is. Sleepy, creepy Beijing Biden, cut four.
I think it's appropriate to say that the Republican Party is vastly diminished in numbers. The leadership of the Republican Party is fractured. And the Trump wing of the party is the bulk of the party, but it makes up a significant minority of the American people. And we'll see.
Why is he talking about Republican politics from the podium of the NATO headquarters in Brussels? I mean, that's really egregious. But let's just dissect it for a moment. Let me bring in the professor, the good professor here. The Republican Party, according to Sleepy Creepy Biden, is vastly diminished. How many people voted for President Trump?
Well, we'd like to say 73 million Americans, but
hang on. Let's just stay there. Right. 74 million, which is a record for an incumbent Republican, is it not?
100%.
So he got more votes than any other Republican president.
In American history.
But we're vastly diminished.
Apparently, there's just... They're dying like flies, apparently. That's
so maybe it's all the Republicans on Mars and Venus who didn't vote for him.
Exactly. Or okay. Everybody who's left the country, right? In droves.
Right. And then the second point, he says the Republican Party is lethally fractured. So in that case, there must be multiple potential leaders. Could you name for me the leaders of the Republican Party who are up there with Donald Trump?
Oh, gosh, Dr. G, I didn't expect you to be asking such hard questions.
Thank you, Shad. That was not rehearsed. That was off the top of our heads. That was live radio. Vastly diminished, record-breaking results, 74 million. What are we talking about? It's not more than any Republican president. It's more than any president. It's more than any president who's incumbent. The most votes ever. And then fractured because, yeah, there are so many other people out there, apart from Donald Trump, who are kingmakers. Guy's just flipping senile. All right, Louis Gohmert next here. We're going to have Conrad Black, Julie Kelly, Joe Piscopo on America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
What is the collective noun for a group of freedom-fighting congressmen? I'll take your offers. I'll take your calls. 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. Because we've got two on the line. Why? Because there's news. This is from the Washington Times, Stephen Dynan. Two Republicans have announced a lawsuit challenging fines slapped on them for violating the House's new security screening rules, saying someone has to stand up to what they see as an increasingly imperial way. Speaker Nancy Pelosi has run the chamber
member. And excitingly, one of our good buddies, buddies of America First, Ken Cuccinelli, former Virginia AG, will be serving as the lawyer on that case. Who is it? Have a guess. I think you can guess one of them. Of course, Louie Gohmert, Texas number one, and freshman congressman from Georgia's 9th District, Andrew Clyde. Gentlemen, welcome to America First.
Thank you, Sebastian.
All right, gentlemen, so what's going on? We thought this would have been dropped. Now the National Guard is moving out of D.C. The fence has shrunk. The magnetometers are still there. Why are you bringing this court case? Either of you can respond.
Okay.
I never knew a congressman who was shy, especially Louie Gohmert. So now's your opportunity in front of 3 million listeners. Go for it, guys.
All right. Well, we did. It's not that we object to going through metal detectors. We do that constantly. That's not a big deal. The big deal is to have metal detectors put up around the House chamber where they only let in members of Congress and a few select staff. So there's and when we heard from the chief of the Capitol Police that there is no intelligence from any source that indicates any member of Congress is a threat to another member, then it was very clear there was no purpose for those magnetometers to be put around the House floor. It was strictly for a harassment, a power, just really arbitrary, capricious, giving the speaker a chance to, well, what we've seen is they come after Republicans. Republicans are the only ones that have been pursued to finality, to have to pay a fine. So we filed a lawsuit that couldn't happen without Andrew Clyde. What a great freshman he's been.
Thank you. Congressman Clyde, explain why this isn't just a waste of time and money and why this is really part of the larger way in which Nancy Pelosi thinks she gets to reign over the rest of America's representatives.
Well, you know, Sebastian, House Resolution 73 is a clear violation of Article 1, Section 5 and 6 of the Constitution and a violation of the 27th Amendment. It's clear to me that Speaker Pelosi wants to improperly influence Republican actions. And I think to further her own false political narrative, and I quote, the enemy is within the House of Representatives. She wants that narrative until the 2022 elections that we are the bad guys. She wants to continue to paint us like that. You know, and I thought your comment to bring us in here that her imperial ways, I think that's phenomenally correct. You are right on target there. And that's why our website is queenpelosi.com if folks want to find out more about this lawsuit. I think that's a great place to go. But I think it properly describes what Speaker Pelosi's intent is here, and basically to act like a monarch.
Follow this man, Rep_Clyde on Twitter, and our good friend from Texas, Rep. Louie Gohmert. I don't think we've had two congressmen on the phone at the same time. And the website is queenpelosi.com. Congressman Gohmert, this is an issue that has to be dealt with because you're right, it is unconstitutional. But can you talk to us? We'll have the real expert, Julie Kelly, with us momentarily. But the real issue that there are still dozens of Americans in prison, in solitary, for trespassing on January the 6th. What can Republicans who believe in law and order and who saw the last 12 months of violence across the nation with zero repercussions, what can be done for those Americans behind bars?
Well, people have got to let their voice. I mean, to have a judge say that a guy without a criminal history that has did not, as I understand, hurt anybody, needs to be held on more than $15 million bond. And this is the same administration now that had people out there trying to make the bond for people looting, destroying, burning, killing in other big cities around the country. So this is outrageous, and people have got to let their voices be heard. Not like Antifa, not like BLM and the violent protests, but actually making their voices heard, make sure their representatives will know they won't get reelected unless they stand up and start defunding some of this unconstitutional action by and by this White House.
Congressman Clyde, you are new to Capitol Hill. I'm going to ask you the question I ask all my political guests. I asked Marjorie Taylor Greene, who was in studio yesterday. What is the balance of power in D.C. right now on your side of the aisle? What is the balance of power between the America First, MAGA, Freedom Caucus, Patriotic Americans, and the old swamp rhino class? We've got 60 seconds.
Oh, my word. I thought you were going to ask me Democrat to Republican.
No, we know what that is, and that's why Nancy's so worried, because she's only got five seats. I want to know how our side is doing and who's winning. Is it the good guys?
We don't have enough. That's it. You know, Louis and I are part of the Freedom Caucus. The Freedom Caucus is leading the charge, but we need more true American patriots, you know, who will stand up against the left and stand up honestly against the soft Republicans. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why Louis and I partnered in this lawsuit. We're showing the nation that we're standing up. And so I think that's just a very, very important aspect of where we are.
All right.
We need more.
Sebastian, let me just say, we had some outstanding coming in this entering class.
Yes.
And they are very encouraging to me. And so we're moving the right direction here.
Yeah, we have a great new class. We just need more of them. Follow him, Rep. Louis Gohmert and Rep. _ Clyde. And check out their new website. I love it. QueenPelosi.com. Thank you, gentlemen. Keep fighting the good fight. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. There's too much defunding and canceling happening around us every single day. And cell phone communication is guilty as well by supporting left-wing causes that take away our freedoms. Not Patriot Mobile. They're America's only Christian and conservative wireless carrier with the broadest nationwide coverage and plans to fit any budget. They've proven they deserve your trust as they've donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to conservative causes you care about. The First and Second Amendments, veterans and the sanctity of life, and so much more. Now's the time as we celebrate our freedoms and independence to check out Patriot Mobile. Service is value. Switch now. You can keep your old number and choose from 50% off your first 2 months or $100 off any phone in stock with a 1 year commitment, plus free premier activation. Call them now, 972-PATRIOT, or go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA, promo code Gorka. 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/Gorka.
Captain Mandrake speaking. This is a public announcement. To all the sane and reasonable people in the world, I'd like you to know the Democrats are a sandwich short of a picnic. Thank you for your attention. Goodbye!
Especially Nancy, that's for sure. Have you seen the latest FBI intelligence analysis about domestic violent extremists who are on the right and QAnon believers? I've got it right here, unclassified report. You do not want to miss the information in this document. We'll be sharing it and getting reactions from Lord Conrad Black. But first, let's get to your calls. Number one, Mark, New Jersey, welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. Thank you for what you do. The good news is parents across our country are now speaking out at school board meetings against critical race theory, which is child abuse, sir.
Yeah, we've had them on the show. We've had several of them on the show.
Thank God for that, and thank you for that. Basically teaching children to hate themselves, hate other children, hate our police and our country. And speaking of the police and crime, if I may, in New York City, two violent criminals were just released on no cash bail. One of them went on to murder a father of two who happened to be Hispanic. The other one slashed a woman in her stomach. Thanks to the Cuomo no cash bail.
Yep, and it's not just there. It's across the nation. It's Portland. Yeah. It's in California. It's Massachusetts. America is waking up. Thank you, Mark. Let's go to our good buddy, Ray in Livermore, line two.
Taking my call.
Are you all right, Ray?
Yes, I am.
Good.
Can you hear me?
Good. I thought you dropped something heavy.
No. Yes. Only life. I dropped life. No. You had a monologue. You were talking about McCain, or I'm sorry.
Garland.
Yeah.
Merrick.
The president. The guy who's occupying the office.
Oh, yeah. The guy who bears the title of president. Yes.
Speaking badly about opposition party overseas and how there's an unwritten law about that. But he was correct in the fact that he said the Republicans are diminished. And Democrats will never miss an opportunity to tell you who they fear the most. The thing is, diminished Republicans are the McCains, the Cheneys,
yes,
the Romneys, the Ryans. Those are your diminished Republicans. And he truly does fear Trump and Trump's core of support, which is unshakable. Unshakable. And they know this. I was trapped watching MSNBC at a customer's home recently, and it was wall-to-wall Trump hatred, one indictment after another, all fake news, all the same old fake news stories that have been debunked, but they're recycling this stuff over and over again, and it's because they truly fear this man, Dr.
Could
G.
You
Ray, could
you imagine watching that for more than like 3 minutes? Could you imagine people who actually watch that for hours at night? What that does to your brain, your spirit, your soul, your indigestion. It's so sad. God bless you, Ray. Thank you. Great, great calls. We're going to be back with Lord Conrad Black and more of your input on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752.